So we're going to start by chanting the four vowels. Anyone that knows it, feel free to join in.
Shigo segan mo on shujo muhen segan do bono mujen segan dan ho.
So this evening, we're going to be having a look at Dogen's teaching on what's called the Bodhisattva's Four Methods of Guidance. It's also translated as the Four Approaches for a Bodhisattva's Social Relations. And it's important to remember that when Dogen speaks about Bodhisattva in this context, he means anyone who practices. It's not some kind of distant thing, but it's really anyone who practices and makes, as with regard to what we just chanted, the commitment to make the heart of the practice for the benefit of all beings, not just one's own benefit. All beings, including oneself. And what this is about, it's about practical guidance that Dogen gave earlier on in his teaching period, and probably it's believed that it was probably given to one of his lay supporters rather than to monks. This was at a time before he had established a monastery. It was probably given to one of his lay supporters. So it was advice for anyone who's living a life which aspires towards practice, awakening, and the Bodhisattva way. And really it's kind of in the spirit of the Bodhisattva, it's focused on not the individual, but the individual's role in creating a harmonious community, a harmonious society in this context. And so, as I've often said, one of the key aspects of Buddhism from a relative perspective is for us to see that this self which talks is not the centre of the universe. That's one of the key kind of aspects of Buddhism, is the realization that this part of us that we feel is central is not. And in some ways this is a practical everyday approach to trying to just let this sense of self loosen, not vanishing altogether, but to let this sense of self loosen, to be more porous towards others, etc. And the teachings, I think Dogen was quoting earlier teaching, I'm not sure exactly where it's from. Basically, it talks about four different aspects of what a person who aspires to the way of the Bodhisattva should cultivate in the way that they relate with others. And these are giving, generosity, kind speech, beneficial action, and what he calls identity action. And I'm going to speak about each of these. And the first thing, and I'm going to use some kind of paraphrases of quotes of his in this. First thing, he actually writes at length about giving, about the importance of giving. And from his point of view, it's kind of giving emerges from cultivating an attitude of non-greed in ourselves, of noticing when the self in us is grasping and holding on to things and trying to let go. And so the idea is that giving is an act in the world which is an expression of this loosening and letting go of the self's desire to hang on to things. And as a result, generosity in life becomes natural and not a big deal, as opposed to something that is one waves the flag about, something that just becomes a natural part. By noticing the way in which we hold on, by noticing the way in which greed manifests in subtle ways in us, and letting go of that allows generosity to manifest naturally in what we do. So as a result of that, from Dogen's point of view, small acts of generosity are, if given, done with the right heart, are no different from large acts of generosity. And so they are fundamentally worthwhile. So it's cultivating a way of being rather than a sense of heroically helping. It's cultivating a naturally generous way of being as opposed to trying to be heroically helpful in the world. And one of the things that he, very early on in what he writes, he says that we must let go of the idea of gain. And this is true in practice in general. In Zazen, we let go of the idea of getting something in practice, letting go, mushotoku, letting go of the thought of gain and benefit from practice is an important aspect of practice. And what he says is that when generosity manifests, we should also let go of any sense of wanting to get something out of that. He uses the phrase, basically he's saying, don't try to influence or curry favour with people by giving. So he's using an expression, effectively, giving to someone who maybe is poor, more powerful than you to get their benevolence or something is one of the examples that he uses. So letting go of gain, seeing that acts of giving, by noticing the ways in which we don't, can become naturally more generous, more basically wholehearted, as opposed to something where there's some subtle aspect of trying to get. And what he says, because I think this whole section is, it's really about community, it's about sangha, it's about society, because the bodhisattva is not someone who simply, well, it's not just someone who simply goes and hides in a cave and meditates on their own. The bodhisattva is also someone who engages with life as it is, with the everyday world. And so all this is about building healthy relations and harmonious relations. And so as a result of that, when giving is heartfelt and genuine and natural, then from Dogen's point of view, it builds healthy relations and therefore builds a healthy community. A community, because Dogen is not only interested in the individual, he's interested in a community of practice which moves forward together. And so when giving is heartfelt and genuine, it will build this community. He says that a generous mind communicates subtly with others. So it has an influence on others. Generosity has an influence on others. But that influence is, as we say about Zazen, natural, unconscious and automatic. It's not trying to influence the other, not giving in a way that one's trying to influence the other. The influence happens on a deeper level than my ego trying to influence you. The influence just happens naturally, and it's an influence, a collective influence. It's an influence as of I, you, falling away together in the act of giving and receiving. So, giving, when done in this attitude, is something that creates a harmonious community. It's something that allows one to forgive the many mistakes that others make. So this general act of generosity allows, if one has received generosity from others, one is more likely to forgive it when they make mistakes, because we all do. And so the community is more harmonious, more stable, more steady, and can move forward. Dogen also, when in Buddhist scriptures, when it's spoken about giving is of two forms. One is giving things which help people from a physical, practical point of view, and giving is also giving teaching, giving the Dharma. And so sharing the Dharma is also giving from a Buddhist point of view, from Dogen's point of view. And again, when teaching is given, then it must be given in such a way that it's the idea is letting go of the influence. So it must be something that's genuine. In other words, trying to resist the temptation to make a point that's within your ego through the act of teaching. That's one of the key things. So there is a tendency in all of us to want to prove that we're right about something, whether it's some aspect of Zen, whether it's some aspect of how we live. And it's very easy to, you know, rifle through ancient Zen teachers and find something and effectively point out that I'm right and you're wrong because this Zen teacher says this. And that's not a true act of teaching, if you see what I mean. That's just ego trying to make a point on someone else. And so teaching should be done with wholehearted generosity. And the other thing that Dogen says is that even simple guidance and support generally offered is a teaching. So it's not only about those people who are, if you like, kind of recognised as teachers. Anyone who is practising can, quote, teach by offering simple acts of guidance and support when it's appropriate. It's not something that is unique to some people and other people's don't. It's something that all of us do at times. When it's done in the right spirit, as soon as it's done in the spirit of maybe I'm a bit better than you because I know this stuff and you don't, that's not so good. But if it's just genuinely to help the other person, then that is a true act of teaching. And this is something that my teacher Guy, who was here, many of you met the other week, he said when we were in his centre in France, he had a group of us from dojos around Europe, and he was talking about this, and he was saying, don't be afraid to teach, but just do it being honest about who you are, not pretending to be something that you're not. That was basically his key advice, was teach, but don't pretend to be something you're not. That was his advice. And so I think that's true for all of us. So it's absolutely fine if you see that you can help someone in a moment, and that helping is coming from an open, spacious place, as opposed to a kind of a bit controlly place, then let it out. Maybe it's a mistake, maybe it's not. See what happens and accept it. So that's giving. The next thing of the four is kind speech. What Dogen says is that when you see sentient beings, you arouse the heart of compassion and offer words of loving care. So again, the kind speech, comes fundamentally from a attitude of spirit-mind. It's not something that is just simply, I think that this is what I should say, so therefore I say it. It's something that comes from an attitude of spirit-mind. So speech emerges from practice, from awareness that comes to from practice, as opposed to a mind game thing. And what he says is that if this genuine kind speech is offered, so what I would say about that is, as I often say, the art of practice is to notice when we're making mistakes. So do our best to notice when we're making mistakes. Kurosawaki said, Satori is mistake after mistake after mistake. So the art of practice is to notice when we're making mistakes. So do your best and notice when a mistake happens. That's fine. And he says that if kind speech is genuinely offered, then kind speech expands. And so in other words, it's a virtuous circle by being genuinely wholeheartedly caring of others, then that genuine wholehearted caring ripples outwards, and really does change communities, changes society in small, subtle ways that aren't necessarily obvious, but really does make a change to the lives that people live. And so that, I think, in many ways, that is, and it, not only speech, I would also say, one of the greatest gifts is to genuinely hear what someone else says. To genuinely listen to what's coming from them. Not always easy, but to genuinely allow someone else to express their point of view and receive it is an act of kind speech. And Dogen also says it can reconcile rulers and subdue enemies about kind speech. And when he says subdue, he's not meaning beat. You know, it's not about beating enemies, but it's kind of just letting things calm. And the angry, maybe violent energy of enemy-ness will dissipate. Doesn't always happen, you know, this is an ideal, but it certainly is the case that sometimes a surprising act of benevolence can cut through negativity. And in fact, to be honest, in the end, it's the only way that peace happens, because both on small individual bases and on global geopolitical bases, from the small to the big, then without some act of kindness, reconciliation and forgiveness, then violence and anger always perpetuates, which is effectively what the Buddha's teaching on the three poisons is about. Without someone somewhere letting something go, then anger and violence always perpetuates. So Dogen views kind speech as something that is it's not just something trite and nice. It's something that truly is genuinely transformative of the world in which we live. That's the important thing there. There's a kind of I wouldn't call him a self-help writer. He's deeper than that. There's a guy called Oliver Berkman who writes in The Guardian magazine and others about he is definitely very Buddhist influenced, though he probably wouldn't call himself a Buddhist. He writes about kind of what work. He looks at the science and looks at what works and what doesn't work in terms of things that make people's lives better, and then interprets it. So mainly psychology, he interprets it. And he says that the interesting thing is that many of the things that do work sound trite and cheesy. I mean, you have to put aside the fact that it sounds a bit trite and cheesy and get on with it, because it still does work. And I think that's true about this. You know, it sounds like just the sort of thing that, you know, a friendly, benevolent, smiley person would say, but it's true. So do it. So that's the third thing. Beneficial action. The beneficial action is to care about, this is quoting from Dogen, the distant and near future of all kinds of beings. So not only humans, but all kinds of beings. And he talks about the distant and the near future of all beings. So from a Buddhist point of view, that's partly about, traditionally, that's partly about rebirth, about the lives that they will live after the life that they're in now, from a traditional point of view. And so it's to care deeply about the distant and near future of all kinds of beings. And it's not only about all kinds of beings, because Dogen also says that even beneficial action for the sake of grass, trees, wind and water is spontaneous and unremitting. So he's saying it's not only all kinds of beings, but the world that we live in is something that we should take care about, both the distant and near future of all beings, including stones, water, ripples, trees, reflections of the sunlight, wind. All these things is something that we should care for. And he says that this is an act of oneness. So by act of caring, for him, an act of caring is an act of opening to these things. That's the thing. It's not just simply a kind of intellectual, let's not pollute the planet, but it's an act of kind of opening beyond emotion, I think maybe is the best, a sense of letting go of the self to all things. And so it's an act of oneness, feeling the oneness of self and other, feeling at a deep level that there is a oneness of self and other. There's a deepness, at a deep level there's a oneness of self and all of existence. And through that, then beneficial action can emerge. And what he says is that with regard to the beneficial action, then it should be skillful. It's skillful means. So it's not, this is where wisdom and compassion, so this sense of oneness gives one a sense of compassion. But in Buddhism, wisdom must always sit alongside compassion. And from a Buddhist point of view, the wisdom is to see what is appropriate. And in Buddhism, that seeing is, maybe the best metaphor is I don't play jazz, but some people in this room do. The fact that you practice so much on the details that you're able to be spontaneous. So the deep, disciplined practice is what allows genuine spontaneity to emerge. And maybe that's what skillful means. Skillful means is being spontaneous to what's appropriate in the moment. But that spontaneous doesn't just come from a place of, well, this is what I feel like doing. It comes from a place of deep practice, sitting with what is deeply within oneself and all of humanity on the Zafu and in the other things we do. So it comes from a place of awareness, but not a place of, if you like, superficial thinking. Thinking might play a part in it, because we have to think about exactly, you know, what needs to be done. But that thinking is grounded in a sense of awareness, which is expressed in the world. And as I said earlier on about speech, we will make mistakes. And if we make mistakes, then we just let go of those mistakes and get on with it. So just because, you know, we're kind of deeply embedded in practice does not mean we won't make mistakes. And the final thing, which is kind of going deeper than this, is what Dogen calls identity action. And this is, what he says is that self and others are one. which is what I've already said with regard to beneficial action, at a deep level, we feel, we sense the unity of the fundamental awareness which is in me and the fundamental awareness which is in you and in all beings, even the ones that we don't particularly like. But he also says, so that this at a fundamental level, we're all the same. However, the relationship of self and others varies limitlessly according to circumstances. In other words, at a fundamental level, we're all the same. At a level of the personality, which is in the end where we need to interact, we are all infinitely varied. And so this kind of goes back to what you were saying the other day about bringing your authentic self to work. You mentioned authentic self. So our authentic self is a personality which is genuine to what our karma, our cause and conditions, our genes, our upbringing, the life we've lived, the society we're in, but expresses it wholeheartedly and naturally in a way that causes not too much suffering for ourselves and for others. And so we have to interact through personality. That's what we're born with. That's what we have to live with. And so we do it as skillfully as possible. We engage with others, recognizing the difference that they have with us through basically what's a deep level of identity, but nonetheless saying, okay, at a deep level, there is a sameness. We're all grounded in awareness, but nonetheless, there are differences that we must recognize and work with. And so through that, we can support each other. We can recognize genuine... So one of the things that Dogen says, identity action is, if you like, kind of being able to resonate with the difference in the other sufficiently that you can understand their point of view. You don't necessarily need to agree with it, but you can at least relate to them on the level that they're at from the place that's important to them. And so from that, then... this limitless variation can allow a mutual support of each other and it can build a cohesive community. So that's the fourth, identity action. So to summarise, we have giving, kind speech, beneficial action and identity action. And for Dogen, all these things are good things to do, but they emerge as a consequence of working with oneself through practice to allow the self to loosen so that the subtle games that we can play fall away and more genuine, wholehearted openness and caring to others and to all beings emerges naturally and unconsciously and automatically. And if we make a mistake, we just get up and carry on. Right. Thank you for your listening. So we'll finish by chanting the Bodhisattva vows.
Shujo Muhen Seigando Bono Mujin Seigandan Homo Muryo